Alongside the doctors and nurses and physician's assistants walking the halls of Pittsburgh's Children's Hospital, there are also medical professionals who use music and instruments to provide care to patients. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has a story for our Bridges to Health initiative.
So should we strum on that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. On the ninth floor of Children's Hospital in Lawrenceville, Nicole Steele is having a little jam session on the ukulele with 14-year-old Yahim Young, who landed here after being diagnosed with diabetes. As a music therapist at Children's, Steele will work with a handful of patients like Young on any given day.
On top of having that therapeutic training and the counseling training, we are trained musicians as well. So we have tools that we can use, be it guitar or piano or drumming, that we can connect to kids on a nonverbal and or verbal level.
According to Noah Potvin, a professor at Duquesne University, music therapy really developed into a field after World War II, when people started seeing that playing music for veterans seemed to be helping manage shell shock, now known as PTSD. Today, he says there's an established evidence base in his field to suggest that music therapy is effective at reducing pain and anxiety, although the exact mechanisms are still a bit of a mystery.
We're now in this position where we're trying to understand the how. How does music impact the individual on this level? How do we get from somebody who experiences an 8 out of 10 pain every day of their life, but experiences 6 out of 10 pain within a music therapy session?
Modern music therapists are academically trained and practice in a variety of settings, in nursing homes, with outpatients, and of course, at hospitals. Steele and her colleague, Corey Antonacci, are the two music therapists at Children's. They spend most of their time moving throughout the hospital, hitting all the different units and all the different floors to do sessions with patients of all ages. Sometimes, Steele might just play while the patient listens. Other times, like with Yahim Young, she may actually teach them to use a certain instrument and play along.
But the goals that we're really working on inside that session don't have anything to do with being a ukulele player.
The goals of the therapy can vary depending on the patient and the situation. According to Steele, many times it's just about cheering a kid up or providing a distraction. Other times it can be to help calm a patient down before an unpleasant procedure or to help reduce pain. But in many cases, the music is also a bridge to a conversation.
What is it like to have to stay with us for 30 days here? What is it like if I know they maybe got some really hard information? What was that like for you to hear that and processing that information, processing their emotions?
Kids can miss their friends at school and the routines of normal life. Losing their hair to cancer may cause damage to their self-esteem. They might be afraid of dying from their condition. Scott Maurer, a pediatric oncologist at Children's, says many patients won't normally open up about these things to their doctor or nurse, but it's important information for the medical staff to have.
If we can learn how to better care for someone's emotional health, we're better able to take care of the whole patient.
He says sometimes it's necessary to prescribe powerful drugs like opioids or benzodiazepines to treat pain or anxiety in his patients. These can be effective, but are also highly addictive. So whenever possible, he prefers to avoid prescribing them, and one way to do that is collaborating with a music therapist to identify the root causes of these problems in the patient. There's a certain kind of weight to that work, and Steele has been at it for 12 years now at Children's. She says there have been plenty of rough days. But there are a lot of good ones, too, and she doesn't regret it.
To be able to work with the patients and families and staff like this, it's truly, truly extraordinary. I feel very, very lucky to be able to do this work.
I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation. WESA also receives funding from UPMC.